With WVIK News, I'm Jay Pierce. The Mississippi River is holding at 1.8 feet above flood stage in the Quad Cities, 2.3 feet above flood stage in Muscatine. The Rock River is 3.8 feet above flood stage at Joslyn, 2 feet above flood stage at Moline, and it's falling. The next mayor of Davenport will be a current member of the City Council. In yesterday's primary, the two top vote-getters were Mike Mattson from the 7th Ward and Rita Rawson, who represents the 5th Ward. They'll advance to the general election ballot on November the 5th, one replacing Frank Klipsch, who did not run for re-election. In the field of six candidates, Mattson received 33% of the vote, followed by Rawson at 22.9%. Coming in a very close third was Dan Portis at 22.8%, or just 8 votes behind Rawson. Turnout for yesterday's city primary was 6,500. Out of more than 72,000 registered voters, that computes to 9%. A broad majority of Illinois voters support major changes to the state income tax, favoring a system where the wealthy pay more. That's according to a new survey from NPR Illinois and the University of Illinois Springfield. Brian Mackey has more.
The survey says 67% of Illinois registered voters support a graduated income tax. That's where people who earn more money pay a higher tax rate, and people who earn less pay a lower rate. The idea was approved by the legislature this spring, but because it would change the state constitution, voters will have the final say at next November's election. Quentin Folks runs Vote Yes for Fairness, a group campaigning for the change.
This poll is showing that Illinois voters, you know, are recognizing that our current tax system is fundamentally unfair at its core.
If approved, tax rates would only go up on people making more than $250,000 a year. But opponents of the change claim it would pave the way for future tax increases. I'm Brian Mackey.
Senator Dick Durbin and Representative Sherry Bustos were in East Moline yesterday to announce new legislation called the Protecting Roadside First Responders Act. Zach Wilson has the story.
So far this year, 29 first responders have been killed in roadside collisions. Every state in the country has a move-over law, like Scott's Law in Illinois, that requires motorists to slow down and move over when a service vehicle with flashing lights is parked on the shoulder. But Congresswoman Bustos says 70% of drivers nationwide are unaware that those laws even exist.
We want to make sure that there's funding for public awareness so that 70% gets down to, if we could have any say about it, 0%. We have good laws in Illinois. We have to make sure that people know about them.
Durbin says the new bill would build upon Scott's Law and hopefully get more drivers to move over.
It allows states to apply for federal grants to educate the public, to purchase and deploy digital alert technology, which could be a real godsend in the future.
The bill would also require federal research on how to improve efforts to prevent roadside deaths. I'm Zach Wilson.
The Quad City River Bandits have a new leader. After 4 seasons as president of the Grand Junction Rockies, Joe Kubley is the new River Bandits GM. Kubley previously worked as director of sales and ticketing for the Bandits during the 2014 and 2015 seasons. As president of the Rockies, he was named the Pioneer League's Executive of the Year after the 2018 season. His first day on the job in the Quad Cities will be October the 17th. The Rays beat the Astros 4-1 to even their American League Division Series at 2 games apiece. They'll play a decisive Game 5 tomorrow night in Houston. The winner meets the Yankees in the League Championship Saturday. The Cardinals and Braves decide their National League Series tonight in Atlanta, and the Nationals and Dodgers decide theirs tonight in L.A. Another quiet, dry fall day on tap before chances of rain return overnight tonight. And we'll have rain likely tomorrow night, and Friday morning. Friday's high will only be 55 after a high of 71 today. We'll drop into the mid-30s on Friday night. The weekend should be dry and cooler, as it looks right now.